Hello there, Galaxy Brain readers, listeners, lovers. Jane Wilson back again with some audio advice, responding to your questions, queries, the tough stuff that you're going through. And today's letter writer seems to have given me an issue that seems to happen all the time, is right in my bailiwick, right in my personal area of experience. Let's just jump right in. Dear Galaxy Brain, the truth of it is, I like dogs more than I like people. It seems there's a kind of status in declaring that now, and I feel like I have little incentive to push outside my comfort zone and make an effort to get along with other human beings. Social media is a fine shield for the actual, and dogs are, well, totally fucking awesome. That is true. So what should I do? Continue along content enough with my faithful servants, or should I step into the world to make some human friends? Well, letter writer, first of all, dogs are not your servants. You are their servant. If you don't know this, then you've got a relationship that actually isn't in my bailiwick. However, the issue about loving dogs more than people is not really that rare. Dogs are, as you said, fucking awesome and don't have a lot of the problems and baggage and quirks and quarks and idiosyncrasies that can just drive you up the wall. And maybe you're just a person who prefers their own company. Their own company and the company of their dog, than being in crowds of people or having besties and, you know, getting together every 5 minutes and never getting off the phone and all of that. Well, here's where this is in my bailiwick. Number one, dogs my whole life long. Big ones when I was little. Newfoundlands and two, a Landseer and just a plain black carpet, you know, that drools and eats and sheds more hair than you actually think is on the dog, and afterwards still have as much hair as when you started grooming them or hair removing. My mom used to vacuum them. It was easier than vacuuming the rugs. And I know that she wasn't the only person that did this. And then as a grown-up, I moved into the small dog phase as a woman living alone in my little bachelorette pad. And I started with a Yorkshire Terrier, who was love of my life for 15 years, and since then have had a series of rescue dogs. It's all about rescues these days, I say. You know, they need us. They're there, and they are fabulous. But that is neither here nor there. The second part that I get is the liking to be alone part, and I've mentioned this before. I started really getting into the isolation part of the pandemic, and it suits my sort of solitary, in my head, loving to read and think part of me. But I also have very dear and beloved friends that I either see in person or communicate with in a variety of other ways. And they are absolutely essential to my life. But there is another group of friends that comes with owning a dog. And I assume you must have a backyard that you let your dog into, or you don't live in a city. Because if you have a dog and you walk it in the city, there is just no way you can avoid the number of other dog walkers, well, the walkers and the dogs. And it's almost impossible not to exchange the smiles and greetings and oh my's and what's his, her name and oh, he's just adorable and how long have you, and you know, the whole history of the dog. You may never learn your closest neighbor's name, but you will definitely know their dog's name. And the best part about all of this is it's one of the things that I like both in a doggy way, but also in going to the grocery store, going to the drugstore, going to the local shops. I'm like a little English woman going to the village for my, with a basket, you know, to get my daily stuff. But I've lived in the same neighborhood, different places, but in the same neighborhood for many, many years. So I know all the cashiers and clerks at the grocery stores, at my Rexall, at all the different little shops that I go into. And we have regularly, often, sometimes extended, sometimes just little short, you know, moments of communication and connection. And these are the moments that I enjoy so much, even with strangers I'll never see again, in the lineup at the grocery store, or holding a door open to get into the subway, or, you know, smiling when the subway lurches and you fall into each other and everyone's like, sorry, sorry. Well, it's Canada. Sorry, 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 sorry. And a smile and a bit of a laugh and you carry on. And again, it doesn't have to extend into a lifelong relationship or marriage or love or anything like that. It can be those moments. But it is those moments that make us feel that in a very fundamental way, we really are all in this together. And another thing that we are in this together with is there's just nothing more constant, well, at least in my experience, than the relationship between dogs and humans. They just go paw in hand throughout life. And I think that it might be a really interesting, fun idea for you to just, if you already are walking and you just are sort of keeping to yourself or going at odd times of day when other walkers aren't out, to just look up and smile, or just smile at the dog. I smile at all the dogs and they smile back. They see you. And just have hellos or little nods of recognition that may grow into something else, that may just grow into a wonderful acquaintanceship that makes you just feel warm as you move on. And so grateful, so much even more grateful for your beloved dog. So I get you, I hear you, and I want you to go walking and smiling and looking and being grateful for the fact that we can have these experiences. We can make genuine connections that have meaning in life, even if they only last a second or two. Thank you for listening. Talk again soon.